Not sure if you caught it yesterday. Soph was on the Daily Edition. It's 2 p.m. on Channel 7 and weekday, sorry. And how'd you go?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch it, but it felt good.
You were there, though.
You can't watch it, I guess, when you're on it.
They're very nice people.
It's live. Yeah, they're really nice. Tom kept asking about you.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
And I just said, he's good.
So there is actually Tommy Williams, Chris Smith and Sally Obermeier. Mm-hmm. I thought they're nice. I actually think they're too nice because they're very polite and you knew that they wanted an answer out of you, but they were just too gentle. It's not like they want to ask the hard-hitting questions and upset their guests.
Like you're happy to do to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to, but I'll play a few of their questions.
Yeah.
How about I interpret what they're really asking?
Okay. Okay, so Tommy Williams, I don't want you to think he was stoned here, but he might have been. Have a listen.
Is there no nice Australian guys that you've met and thought, you know, he's a funny guy, we could hang out?
Okay.
He does that.
Okay, so, man.
What's that question really mean, Soph? Get ready to get to answer the real question.
Okay,
here we go. Has a part of Shane Warne been inside a part of you?
No.
No. Okay. He's one of the nicest guys, but nothing went on and I'm single, but I think he's got a girlfriend.
Hang on a second. No. Hang on a second.
What?
Hang on a second. That is the biggest load of garbage I've heard.
Why?
Well, because when you were over there meeting Miley Cyrus, you went out to dinner with him in London. Mm. Yes, he was seeing Emily Scott for a bit of time, who's a bikini model, sort of on and again, off again, but just seeing. And then he went out to dinner with you. Now, you saying, oh, I think he just had a girlfriend. You know, you kissed him.
Well, how do you know that? How do you know I kissed him? How do you know I kissed him? And why are you doing that face at me? And can we play a song? Let's go to this song. Why are you doing that face?
You kissed him.
I didn't kiss him.
Oh, is he going to lie to a friend?
No, I'm going to lie to the public.
I don't know if you kissed him.
I don't know either.
But you just admitted to it.
No, good on you. This is great. Live radio.
Hey, Mez, give me a pat on the back for that one.
Okay, no, right. I'm not.
Oh, you pussy.
I'm going to give you a shovel after the show.
Is Sally Obermeier, she asked another question. I want you to interpret it, Mez.
Is it tough if you have to see an ex of yours end up with somebody else and you actually have to see it?
Benji Madden has upgraded to Cameron Diaz. Are you sad and lonely?
Oh, man.
That's a man. Do you know what? That's what she was aiming for. So, okay, because I'm having way too much fun here. Are you sad and lonely about Benji being with Cameron? Because in today's Who magazine, there's like double page spreads of them holding hands and stuff.
Oh, good.
Is that hard for you?
No, I mean, it's not awesome, but it's like, it'd be better if he dated someone not funny and fat.
All right, so this is Tommy Williams again. We love Tommy. Question number three, Mez, you'll interpret, please.
It's tough in the radio scene, Soph. How are you coping with the pressure?
Your ratings have been crap. What the F?
Can I honestly answer that?
No, that's the only one I don't want to go into detail.
Because I didn't even know what ratings were when I came into this. And so I don't even know what number. I thought we were winning. If you turn it upside down, we are.